الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the questioning on the day of Qiyamah. Second question. Continuing with the second question. Another Hadith Sharif says that of all the parts of the body, the first to speak out will be the left eye, which will speak out and say what sins it was made to commit. All the other limbs will be made to speak afterwards. In short, each part of the body will speak about its actions, good or bad. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, recite the kalima, subhanallah and alhamdulillah, and count them on your fingers, because in the day of Qiyamah, the parts of the body will speak and they will have to answer. This Hadith Sharif means that when the limbs are given the power to speak and they will mention all the sins they committed, they will also speak about the many good deeds that they did as well. While the hands will speak about sins and acts of violence and disobedience, they will also mention the zikr of Allah Ta'ala's holy names and the giving of sadaqat and the doing of other good deeds. Therefore, while you are young, while we are young, we should save ourselves from doing sins and all types of evil things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, youth is a kind of madness and women are the traps of shaitan. In the madness of youth, a person is easily caught in these traps. We listen to these words every Friday because they are part of the khutbah, but we never think that we shall be questioned about it. We are wasting our youthful energy by spending it on sinful deeds or using it for earning worldly wealth, and do not realize that this gift has been given to us so that we may spend it in doing good deeds that will be helpful for the akhirah. Fortunate are those young people who are always busy making an effort for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep away from sins. The third question man will be asked on the day of Qiyamah will be about his wealth. He will have to explain whether his wealth was halal or not. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, if a man earns wealth in a haram way and gives it away as salaqah, it will not be accepted. If he spends it on his needs, it will have no barakah and blessings. And if he dies leaving it behind as inheritance, it will be his provision, his fuel for the fire of Jahannam. Inshallah, we'll continue from here. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Please check our heels on the line and cell phones are switched off. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta as-samiu al-basir, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Muslimin wa muslimatin, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.